Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in a cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table. I told her ass to burn one. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she did get a laugh. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cat. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy. Tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kids
don't even know.
These niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight.
She
flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I told I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
niggas, I swear that they toxic. Being broke isn't forced, it's an option. At least that's how it look from where I sit. Deserved it, so I went and got it. Taking flight and I sit in the cockpit. Yeah, Houston, we might have a problem. Cause I just took off like a rocket. And I know you niggas want my shit. Devising the plan and they plot. And that's why I keep me a sidekick. And that's why this rocket on my hip. When me and my baby be shopping, I know all these niggas be watching. They wondering how did I cop it. How I afford this foreign army. How I provide this life for my kids. To get success you need the knowledge, but not the kind you get in college. I swear when you're ready you'll find it. That bullshit you wasting your time with. You need to quit dreaming and stop it. Yeah nigga, cause that is your problem. While you was asleep, I was grinding. Being broke, I saw it as a problem. Had no other option but solve it. It took a little while, but I got it. While you was asleep, I was grinding. Now when I talk money, the topic. Now when I talk money, the topic. While you was asleep, I was grinding. While you was asleep, I was grinding. Got me fucked up if you think I'm the same as you, niggas. While you was asleep, I was grinding. I had to eat, had to fill up my plate on you, niggas. While you was asleep, I was grinding. Got me fucked up if you thought I would wait on you, niggas. While you was asleep, I was grinding. Ain't no more love, no, it ain't no more saving you, niggas. While you was asleep, I was grinding. Say, while you was asleep, I was grinding. While you was asleep, I was grinding. Say, while you was asleep, I was grinding. Now, nigga, we not the same. I'm in a whole different lane, whole different lane. I just took off like a plane. I just took off like a plane, off like a plane. No, nigga, we not the same. No, nigga, we not the same. We not the same. I'm in a whole different lane. Yeah. Whole different lane. Wake up every morning, I swear that I'm grateful. I gotta thank God I'm still here. There were situations you wouldn't believe in. Now I face the world with no fear. They say I look angry, don't show no emotion. If only you knew how I feel. I got so much pain that's built up inside me. Could fill up a pool with my tears. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. Had to go get it, I had to get mine. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. Ain't no more love for those I left behind. Niggas was hating, yeah, niggas was faking. Knew I wouldn't make it, just had to be patient. I had big dreams, bitch, and I had to chase them. For those who hated, I'm destined for greatness. Thought you was real, but no, I was mistaken. My name and your mouth tell me how that shit tasting. I made it through when you said that I wouldn't. I made it come true when you said that I couldn't. Wake up every morning, I swear that I'm grateful. I gotta thank God I'm still here. There were situations you wouldn't believe in. Now I face the world with no fear. They say I look angry, don't show no emotion. If only you knew how I feel. I got so much pain that's built up inside me. Could fill up a pool with my tears. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. Had to go get it, I had to get mine. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. Ain't no more love for those I left behind.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. The ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jumper. Like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouth sauce stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. How much the fat make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. What you heard is a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street. Talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet. 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 Graduation, the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing, you could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what, we get action. Say you want what, we get goons. for watching now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy flatter a tissue. Your chillin's a villain, they sick from the feeling of killing the villain that picked you. Wanna walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Belly, you dead where you at. Belly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Season 8 OG Radio. We are fucking back with Madness Podcast Mondays with your boy Radio Rail and Mango. Just to be in the building a little bit later. How the fuck is everybody doing tonight? How are
I'm
you doing,
great.
Mango?
How are you?
I am amazing. So we got some new things for y'all this season. We'll be bringing y'all more artists, new music. I've added Wild Out Wednesday for my crazy stories. I will probably start that next Wednesday. For those who always tune in to Poetry Night, we are cash wrapping $25 to the winner of the night. We started that last week. I had a winner by the name of Brittany. She won $25, but also gave another $15 to the second place runner up, only because I felt like her shit deserved it. So don't expect to get money for you being second place. That shit ain't happening. That was just that one time thing. But, want to touch on everybody going crazy over this WAP bullshit. You say what?
Wet ass pussy.
Wet ass punani. For those who don't know, Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion has put out a very, I don't know how to fucking, very raunchy ass song about wet ass pussy. And a very, I watched the video. The video was pretty decent. The song to me was just trash.
I don't like the video.
But,
You
didn't like it? It was alright to me.
No.
I didn't expect nothing more, nothing less. I think everybody's deal is the fact that it was basic. It was regular. It wasn't nothing spectacular. You talked about the same thing that you talk about in every song. So it's like, for me, it was trash. The song was fucking trash. Like, you're talking about something, like, why do you have to brag and boast about it? If you brag and boast about it, me personally, I feel like your shit is trash. Why do you have to brag about it? And there's some facts thrown out there. We've known that Cardi B has been cheated on. So if you had some very wet ass pussies, and if niggas come quick or whatever the case, I believe niggas would stay and not cheat, but they cheated. So your shit ain't even all up to par, my opinion.
No, because, excuse me, wet pussy don't got nothing to do with a nigga not cheating.
But I get that, but if that's the case, also, with her bragging about her shit, it still ain't good enough because a nigga still cheated on her. You know what I'm saying? Although, pussy don't make you stay, but you doing all that bragging and then talk about you got married and shit. Yeah, but motherfucker cheated on you. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what accolades you got. You still got cheated on. So what that puts it up, you still got cheated on.
That's
you still became a regular. You say what?
I mean, Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Jay-Z ugly as fuck. Look at Beyonce. Niggas, that's what they gonna do. They gonna cheat. And it don't got nothing to do with the female. It's all about them.
Oh. True. I just feel like stop boasting and bragging about some shit, and it turned out to be fucking trash. You know what I'm saying? I've been in situations where a bitch would boast. Huh?
How you know that pussy
trash? Because we had such relations for me to be like, oh, this ain't even good. It ain't even what you said it was. That's why.
But ain't nobody came
the
out
worst
there.
Thing, but every man, every woman likes to validate that they shit is the best in the world. Why tell that to the person? Just leave it suspenseful. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened to the suspense of finding out? Don't be like, oh yeah, I got that wet. I stay wet. First of all, bitch, if you stay wet, something wrong with your ass. You need to go get that shit checked out.
Right.
A nigga be like, oh shit, I stay hard. Oh nigga, you need to go get that check, motherfucker. Then don't stay hard for long, you know, whatever the average time. Like what the fuck?
Exactly.
That's like it's just like popping a Viagra. You pop a Viagra, it says if you hard for longer than 4 hours, you need to go call a doctor. Shit, that shit hurts. I just feel like there's no need to buy. That watch.
I can see, but... Oh! And you trash as fuck for that. You trash.
I tried it. Or, does it... Or, does it stand for wings and pizza? Which one?
I'd like to get wings and pizza.
Now... I know I'm wrong on being on Facebook for saying, talking about Meg and her getting shot, but I said that Meg Thee Stallion was talking about how she got that WAP, but her ass got shot. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what that WAP do for you. It gets you shot, okay?
I didn't see no bullet wounds or nothing on her foot. I just wanted to throw that shit out there. You know, I ain't see no wound, none of that. I just want to throw that shit out there.
I honestly don't believe nobody shot. I think she shot herself. She on the moon. She not on the low.
I don't even think she got shot. To be honest, I didn't see. Like, okay, black people, right? We like to post things on social media, right? We like to take pictures and post. I'll put dumbass Bow Wow for example, right? Bow Wow went to the hospital. What'd he do? Took a picture. Went on Snapchat. On all that social media shit, was like, oh my god, I'm sick, I'm dying, I'm in the hospital. That's what he did. But a lot of celebrities like to do that. Now, I don't know how humble Meg really is, but I do know she likes to go live. Why the fuck you ain't post your shit? Everybody's asking questions and shit. Your life is not personal no more. You're a fucking celebrity, so everybody's in your business. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to see if you really got shot in your foot. You know what I'm saying? Or was it really you got
no.
the fucking glass? I don't really know.
No, she shot her son. But you know what? She probably didn't even fucking get shot. Because she was walking like, gunshots hurt. She was walking like a
fucking she was walking quite fine to me. Now, I didn't see known and seen some people get shot in their leg and foot, and they've been limping and shit for a while until
right.
it gets better. So, and she out here doing
right.
and
she doing
shit, so.
Nah, that video been recorded. She just had a photo shoot, though.
Big L. She took a big L on this one. Cardi B, you expect nothing less from her. But, my whole thing now is how the fact back when, I want to say last year, they put Cardi B on this high ass pedestal that, oh, women look up to her, the little girls look up to her, but what are they looking up to? Because right now, it's just the fact of being a stripper and popping that pussy. That's what all I'm seeing from it. I don't really see anything positive coming from Cardi B. And now Meg Thee Stallion, because Meg was actually about all
the lyricism.
Bullshit,
watch out. Because one thing that
Meg,
she encourages black women.
She's falling to that bandwagon, though. When she first was coming out, yeah, she was giving props and all that other shit. She was about them bars, but now all you hear is the same shit. A pussy in every fucking verse. Popping that pussy or getting somebody to eat it. It's all the same shit. So for me, I can't name any woman female rapper right now.
Question. I have a question.
What's up?
So, why is it fucked up when when women talk about this shit and, like, they legit got it going on? Like, regardless of what the fuck the image that they portray, when women talk about woman shit, popping pussy and all that other shit, it's okay. But I look at how educated Lil Wayne is and how he was in school and all that other shit. Never once said shit about school. All he rap about is fucking drugs, fucking
bitches. He actually has.
Okay, and Meg has too.
But what I'm saying is, from when she first came out to now, there was a big change. She went from actually talking about shit to talking about nothing.
But
Wayne has been out so long, he ain't got nothing to prove. She's not growing. She talked about the same shit. She ain't growing.
Yes, she is growing because her music is starting to get out to more and more people. I guarantee you.
Her music is the same shit.
I think Megan Thee Stallion is going to be bigger than Nicki Minaj.
I don't think so. I don't see that happen. This is what I mean, right? We know that Megan Thee Stallion has bars. She can prove that, but she took a step back because she keeps talking about the same shit now. All I keep hearing is the same shit. Keep going with those bars, you know what I'm saying?
That's how trademark.
She fell into,
at the same time, like,
no,
look,
it's not, no. What's up?
It's like,
great.
When she first came out, like, everybody was having her on the show. She was doing freestyles and stuff like that. Like, once she got that exposure,
that's what we
ain't
need.
Nobody really. But people not doing
but
that. They don't want to pay that money to
lyricism
on the show and shit like that.
Name, besides Young M.A., can you name any other female rapper that's really rapping and not just talking about popping pussy? I honestly can't name any besides Young M.A. I can't name none. And this don't, I'm not even going to include the female battle.
You can't include Young M.A. Right, because I definitely was about to drop some battle rappers. But,
Yeah, that's a different realm. I took Nicki off because Nicki fell into the whole popping pussy and shit like that as well.
That's the stigma. Like,
I feel
you
like,
acting like these women. You acting like these women can't control what they put out. Like, they legit.
They
want them to portray.
You
want to
know why? Because Queen Latifah, MC Light, people
how
like them have
that?
Been talking, has been rapping. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter how long ago it was. They stuck to their lyricism. They are living proof that
sex doesn't
have to
share. Did you watch them? But that's back on music. They just doing this to keep up. I don't even understand why it really fucking matters. Because in real life, they doing this to keep up with what the fuck, which era. Really, honestly, they have more power than what they know. But they listen to what the fuck the people tell them to do. And it's like, stay on top and do what the fuck we say, or try to do your own shit.
And that's why it's always great And I've seen an interview with Nelly. He said if he would have knew now what he knew then, he would have never signed a deal with anybody. He would have went independent. So
yeah,
you could do your own fucking shit.
When she actually signed, because, you know, at first she was, before she signed with them people that she just went to court with, she was independent. When she signed with
them, she should have stuck with that.
That's when her music started turning.
And that's what I don't like. And I can't say the same for Cardi B, because Cardi B was talking about the same thing since she came out. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a stripper, so, I mean, I didn't expect nothing less. But, like, I just hate to see real hip-hop go down the drain like that. Like, Meg was spitting some real shit, and now it's just all about popping pussy and all that shit. Like, okay, cool, fine, whatever, you know, to this generation, but it's like, hip-hop is gonna die out now. It's just rap, and you're not rapping, and nobody's rapping about shit. Hip-hop is dead. Everybody keeps saying, but you know, the J. Cole's and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but he can't do it by himself. Can't save it by himself. And if you ask 10 people
but they
about who
really,
they got in their top 5 or top 10, huh?
J. Cole, not even making music right now. He's going to try for the NBA.
He ain't gonna make it. They might give him a shot. I don't fucking know.
You don't think so?
I hope he make it. I mean, I hope he make it, but I mean, it's like, what are you really doing it for? Because these cats in the NBA, that's their life. J. Cole, his life didn't evolve around hooping, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like sometimes, like when Master P did it, it's almost disrespectful to do something just because you can. So I feel like he's doing it just because he can, not because he's passionate about the NBA.
You never know.
You know what I'm saying? I hope so. I hope so. You know, and I hope he do make it. You know, I hope he you know. But the NBA is no joke. You know what I'm saying? Rec ball and the NBA is totally two different things. So, I mean, I hope
he
you know.
He probably could play real fucking good.
No, I mean, I've seen them play, but that's against rec people, you know what I'm saying? Like, recreational players are not going to go as hard. We don't play as hard as they do in the NBA. We're not playing for anything, playing recreational ball, you know what I'm saying? We all got lives outside of the fun of it. Those guys
but
are
rather
playing,
watch
that's their job.
But no, I
what?
Would rather rec. I would rather watch a rec game than watch a game on TV, no cap. Cause like
why?
With the people on TV, they got their money already. Like a lot of the professional basketball players, they cash in that. It's not that no more. Unless it's like a championship game or something, that's when they gonna play their ass off. But regular games, no, they don't give a fuck.
Well, the NBA is kind of watered down a little bit, but you still get incentives along the way. You know what I'm saying? Like if you do certain things, you still get incentives. So people play for that, and then they get sponsorship. So, you know, but for me,
but
like I said,
they have that already.
Did it back then. I hope J. Cole is doing it for like the same reason as the next person who wants to get into the NBA. I hope that he's doing, you know, but to me, I feel like for publicity. And doing it just to do it is, I think that's what they're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got money. We all know that. I rap good. We all know that. What else can I do? I can hoop. So let's take my talents to the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what
I'm saying. That's what Donald Trump did.
You said what?
That's what Donald Trump did.
Oh, my God. No cap. No cap. I'm taking my talent to the presidency, motherfucker. No cap. That's exactly what he did. You know what? You hit that one on the head. I ain't never been a politician, but fuck it.
Yep.
But, back to this. Why? I feel like Yeah. Ever since then, everybody falls into they trap. Now all I see on Facebook is all these women talking about some, they got this WAP. But these are the same women that I've seen who've been done wrong and or are single as shit. So if you got that WAP, why are you single? If you saying that you make your shit make niggas stay, why are you single?
But we all know, okay? All adults know, and some kids know, that sex is not going to keep anybody in a relationship, period. Regardless of how good it is.
Ask everybody who's referring to this shit as WAP nowadays. According to them, boy, that don't mean shit to them.
I just don't know that.
I don't see the point of boasting about it if there's nothing that's coming out of it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you gotta wear that. Anyway, do you got a man? You got a ring? Are you married? Like, if you ain't got none of that, shut the fuck up. What are you boasting about it for?
But I got some wet ass pussy. Nah, I got some rings.
Jesus.
But I'm not married, and I got my shit together. Got a fucking bag, so if I can walk around and sing,
even
walk,
y'all. And I know y'all miss Mango.
Don't miss me.
Oh, I know y'all miss that shit right there. But okay, you say that, right? But you're not going around boasting and bragging to the whole entire world of what you got.
That's because I don't yearn for that type of attention. Like, if I'm
that's what I'm saying. You're not an attention seeker.
I don't know, like
everybody else who's doing it is attention seekers, and they quick to be like, why are these dudes is all in my inbox? Well, bitch, you just posted up there that you got that wet. So why wouldn't a nigga not inbox you? You
right,
probably invited
be
them,
mad
you know,
when
everybody come in.
They're going to be mad as fuck when a nigga
to
goes, fuck them. So do you expect?
I feel like the world is just a big orgy. Everybody just fucked everybody. You know what I'm saying? There's
no...
I don't think anybody's pure anymore. I really don't think nobody's
Lie.
Pure. Nobody's pure. All
right. Shut up.
You think there's some pure people out there?
Yep.
Our age? You think there's some pure people out there our age?
Yes.
Interesting, because I don't think so. Being at 30, I don't think... Okay, I ain't going to say there's none, but the ratio is slim to none, so there's a very small percentage
according
of people who's probably still a virgin.
Where are these statistics coming from?
I said probably. I said I don't know, but I believe there's a small chance, a very small chance, that there's still virgins who are 30-year-old right now. 30-year-old virgins. They're very slim because growing up how we grew up, we were out here fucking.
Yeah,
especially if you was out here playing. No. Especially if motherfuckers out here playing, what's that shit? Hide the Rainbow, Freeze, Catch a Girl, Stick a Girl, shit like that. If you was playing them games, Catch a girl, freak a girl.
Hide the rainbow. What's that? Hide the rainbow?
Yeah, hide the coochie.
Hey, Jordan. You ever heard of hide the rainbow? Me neither. I don't know.
You take the girl, go to a secluded area and freak on her. Hide the rainbow. Nobody knew that you freaked this girl. It's like trying to find a pot of gold, but you got the pot of gold. You hid the rainbow.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's better.
But, you know, you playing shit like that. If you was in those basements in 6th, 7th, 8th grade at them juke parties or at the skating rink, yeah, you was fucking.
Yeah, I'm late.
I don't know. I don't think there's a whole lot of virgins out here anymore. We ain't talking about the new generation. We talking about our generation. You say what?
Just because you're not a virgin means you're not pure, you know?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, or maybe I was saying that.
Yeah, you was.
We're all tainted. We're all tainted goods. So the world is just...
No, you tainted for mother... No, I'm not saying...
I ain't tainted. But you got bodies already, right? I don't care.
That does not mean you're tainted. That does not mean you're tainted.
If somebody has an orange and cut that orange, that motherfucker's tainted. Now, if you got an orange that ain't never been touched, it ain't tainted.
Wow. I don't even know this man.
Pretty much. We're all tainted dudes, man. We've all been touched, okay? We've all been free thrown. We're not pure anymore. God can't save us from non-fucking.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah, bullshit.
How?
Who said that?
If you're not a virgin, you can't be 100% pure.
Like,
huh?
Who the fuck? I know virgins that suck more dick than goddamn a condom, okay?
They're not a virgin because they orally did something. So that makes you not a virgin.
No, vaginally.
It's oral sex.
That matter. Oral sex is not
no,
the same.
No, fuck that. It's still sex.
It's not
the same penetration. I get that, but it's still nonetheless a form of sex. I'm talking about people who never sucked dick. Never got dick, never got pussy. That's what I'm talking about.
Who the fuck
pure,
knows?
100% pure people.
Nobody knows whether that's true
that.
Or not. So
I just said
but nobody
that.
Knows
I said that in the beginning.
Nobody knows.
I don't
knows,
know if there's any out there. It got to be slim to none,
no.
But I don't think there's a lot out there.
I know.
Being
that, I know
the age that we are.
I know somebody who act like
you
a
know.
Perfect angel, and she is a slut. Okay,
that's totally different from what we're talking about.
But I know, like seven dudes in her neighborhood that she had sex with, and nobody talks about it, and nobody believes that she did it.
But that's acting and doing. Acting and doing is totally different. I don't care how she acts. She's tainted because she's fucked. I'm talking about those pure-ass people who've never done anything. You know what I'm saying? That's who I'm talking about. I don't know
them
too many.
Sick.
I don't know too many pure people.
And
that's what I'm saying. At the year 2020.
No. Wait. Hold up. Because... any grown-ass man that's still a virgin and he's, like, over 25, they be weird as fuck, G.
I mean, that's fine. They could be
ain't
weird.
No,
I'm just saying.
No.
I don't know too many people who's at age that we are now at the year 2020 who are virgins. You say what?
Yeah, that shit, I don't know. That shit just don't make sense to me. I don't give a fuck
that's
about
what
being
I'm saying.
Pure.
That's what I'm saying. We're all tainted good. This world is just a big orgy. That's what I'm saying. We all been fucking somebody.
Like, tainted could be many different definitions. Pure could be many different definitions. Like,
you're taking mine super literal. I don't mean literally tainted. I'm just saying we all been fucked on or fucked. The vast majority of the 1990 kids are not virgins, right? Would you say that?
It don't matter.
It does matter.
No, it don't. Why?
It do, because my point is saying that we've all been fucking or fucked on somebody. That's my point. And the point I said was I don't think there's too many 25 to 30-year-old virgins that came out of 1990. here it is in the year 2020 where everybody's fucking sucking and making fans only fans pages and shit.
Everybody with only fans.
Topic. Why? You say what?
Go ahead.
Why are people angry at women making fans only page? It's the same thing as being a stripper. Right now, due to COVID, they can't strip, so they're making a fucking fans only page. What's the difference? If you're paying to see ass and titties and pussy and touch it and or go to the champagne room to fuck, it's no different from seeing it online. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why men and women are getting mad at people saying, oh, they're lazy for making fans only pay. Like, what?
Like,
the same shit.
People who get mad at other people for making the OnlyFans shit is people who don't have balls enough to do that shit. They really want to do that shit, and they're mad because this motherfucker got balls enough to do it, and they wish it was them.
Yeah, to me, again, I look at it as the same as stripping. If you are stripping, and right now you can't work because of COVID, doing the fans only is the same thing. It's just this time, ain't nobody touching you. And you're still making the same amount of money. Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people that don't even put no freaking shit on us.
Yep.
Legit,
and people
go people. Extra $500 a
week. I feel like then you let these goddamn fans only people leave them the fuck alone. Let their ass be great and put their little body picture shit up. But
right.
we're gonna go on a little break. I'm playing a few tracks. And again, people, every track, every person that I play, you can find every person that I mentioned on Apple Music. So when I say the artist name and the track, you can find every last person on Apple Music. Why do I know? Because I looked everybody up last week, and I found some dope-ass artists. Speaking of which, tomorrow we have Chief the Artist on the show tomorrow. She has some dope-ass fucking music that I fell in love with, y'all. I fell in love with it. Two of her tracks right now. You can definitely find her on Apple Music. But she's going to be on the show tomorrow from 10 to 11 with me and B-Trey. And I'm definitely going to see if she got some new music for us. But right now, this is Highways with Treats the Artist. And the next one will be Heroin by the same artist.
Love when you say dear mommy like you know Spanish. Unlike those wild ass nights when I can't find my panties. Yeah, this a different action, just relax and drive. As long as you stay calm, cool, and collected, No one will know what's happened. These windows ain't tinted. Get where I'm hinting. Let me finish. I'm a ghost status. The way I'm hooked on you, I got a you fetish. Like when you say that mommy like you know Spanish. Unlike those wild ass nights when I can't find my panties. Yeah, this a different action. Just relax and try.
Again, that was Treece, the artist, T-R-I-C-E-D-A, artist. That was Heroin, and the first track was Highway. You can definitely catch her on Apple Music. I believe she has 3 singles right now on Apple Music. It's definitely dope. Check it out. I love it. Again, she'll be on the show tomorrow. Not sure where Mango just went. But Yeah, y'all. Fucking, we got a lot for season 8, man. We got a lot. And I got a lot of new music from Josiah D'Amore. A lot of people so far on this show have been asking, well, a lot of the fans who support us have been asking if I got more tracks from him. And I do. I got a lot that he's working on right now. So with his permission, I'll ask and see if I can put some of his new music on here. But I do have a lot more music on here. I just haven't put it on here yet. So he'll be an artist that I will feature on here. Thing going. Some new things that we're going to do, especially for Freestyle Friday. We're going to input some instrumentals for the artists to come rap on. I know a lot of people can't do the acapella thing, but we're gonna, you know, we're gonna get it out there, you know what I'm saying? We'll be out here. I wanna take the time out to say thank you to everybody who's been rocking with OG Radio since the very, very, very beginning when it was just Preston doing the show. He was just doing it for a long while. Then finally, B-Trey got a hold of it. And then now your boy, yours truly here, Radio Rail, is on here. All the long-time supporters and all the new supporters who are here and still will be coming. if it wasn't for COVID, for Poetry Thursdays, we'd be super live and lit. And Mango is back. But we got a place that's being built currently. Well, Genesis has a property being built that she will be hosting a lot of poetry for. So stay tuned in that for 2021, because 2020 is a fucking wrap. I gave up on 2020. This shit is done, over with. These motherfucking people still looting and all this other bullshit. You say what?
It's been awesome.
What? 2020? No, it's been fucking horrible. It ain't been awesome. Don't nobody want to wear no fucking mask all day, every day. Shit's been horrible. And financially wise,
well,
it's been horrible for a lot of people. Yeah, I'm talking for the people who has not been able to make money. Me and you are two fortunate people who
how to make money if you don't want to be a boss. You can come work for me, and I'll pay you real good. And I'm telling
you. It ain't even that, OG. It's like for some who got kids, right, you know, school system is out. Daycare down for some of those. I'll go with the beginning. I ain't going to talk about it now because some people are opening up their daycare. But in the beginning, you know, daycare gone, school gone, jobs is gone. So it's like, damn, how the fuck I'm gonna make money? I'm gonna take care of my kids. At the beginning, wasn't shit happening for nobody too much, you know. Some of us were still able to keep jobs and still working, but I'm talking about for those people who really can't work because they have no place for their children to go. Especially if you have family members if you don't fuck with and you can't send your kids anywhere. So to those people, mm-hmm. those individuals, I know it was tough for them.
Yeah,
but Mr. Trump has made it possible for people to get unemployment. They made it possible for people to finesse the 10K. It made it possible for them to turn around and get another 10K. So I feel like people could have still been getting money with a little bit of finesse. But, you know, I don't know. Some people choose not to go that route. They'd rather just sit in misery. I don't fucking know. Or go outside and loot. Who fucking knows?
Black people ain't shit.
I want to touch. I was out of town over the weekend, so I didn't know what the fuck was happening when I came back to Chicago, but I've been reading and seeing that 20-year-old got shot by police and people are mad. However, he shot
15.
Her. So what are he's
20. That's not what happened.
That's
two different situations.
No,
it's two different
situations. Not 15. No, it's not. Same situation. Oh. He's not 15, he's 20.
Did you fact check? No.
I did already. I don't sit here and say this on the radio that I didn't fact check. I definitely did my facts and shit before I even wanted to say anything. But he was not 15, he was 20. Especially I've seen the live video, so the motherfucker was definitely shooting. Nonetheless, I don't give a fuck who shot first. Why the fuck would you want to shoot at the police anyway? But he ain't dead. End result, he's not dead. That's the end result. End result, he's not dead. Cool. But first issue, he shot first. All right. Second issue, he gets shot by police. All right. Third issue, why are black people mad and want to loot because a black kid got shot for shooting at the police? What the fuck you thought was going to happen?
That's
again, what does looting solve? That is what happened. I went over it a lot before I decided to want to bring it up. But why loot again when you're the same fucking people who are reselling this shit that you're looting for a higher price than they sell at the fucking store? Secondly, we just got to the point of them reopening shit, and then you fuck up again for them to close it. You're still fucking people's livelihoods up. You're still fucking with people's money. There's a lot of people, especially black people, that work downtown. Stop fucking it up for people who work downtown. It's not just white people who work downtown. Yeah, there's white businesses, but people work in those fucking businesses. So I don't give a fuck who gets shot, and for whatever fucking reason, stop looting. That doesn't solve anything at all. But next to that, I've also saw on Craigslist that they were hiring to do looting. That's fucked up. I'm not sure if it's still up there, but I did see on Craigslist early in the day today, or last night, that they were hiring for looting. Now, that brings me to the government. We already discussed when the whole shit happened the first time, government issues. So it makes me think about now, okay, you got a lot of black people looting, or just people in general. I'm not going to keep saying black people. People in general looting. Now it brings to my attention, well, is it the government pulling the strings on this shit? Because I did see a posting saying, hey, you know, we're going to pay you to loot. So is it us really being mad and retaliating, or is the government just pulling the strings and we're not realizing that shit? I always feel like any situation, every situation, yes, the government is pulling the strings on every fucking thing. But another issue for me would be, why would you take for this to happen to want to go loot, and not when that 9-year-old kid up in the Cabrini Green area got shot and killed? You didn't go loot then. You know what I'm saying? Why are we taking certain things that happen to want to go do shit? It doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't make sense to me. None of that at all. You want to wait till certain things happen, even though all this shit's been happening, but you wait till certain things happen to want to go do some shit. So I don't know what direction we going into Chicago. But y'all done pissed Lori Lightfoot the fuck off. The feds are now here. But I blame the fucking police, the whole system, because now you guys are saying, oh, well, we're going to make it 10 times harder for you. But when the whole riots and looting first started, y'all tried to pin cases on people and it didn't stick. There was no repercussions for looting and shit. So if a motherfucker not finna get in trouble, they're going to keep doing it. So how can you as a mayor be mad that people are going out doing shit when y'all didn't really give nobody repercussions from the first time? I know.
And they're not going to do it now.
The fucking numbers. And they're not going to do it now. Why? The biggest thing is COVID. You can't stay in jail for, you know, too long anyway because of COVID. They don't want to crowd anything. So a lot of crimes that's been just happening, you're not staying long. I don't really like to put a lot of my business out there, but I had to sit for a while, for some hours, but, you know, really pretty much due to COVID, ain't nobody staying in jail. So if you're catching 300-400 people, those 300-400 people are not going to get convicted of shit. They're going to get let go. So I don't know moving forward what direction Chicago is about to go because it's almost like crime. A lot of crimes are being committed or being let go. So it's like we could damn near get away with anything.
They're gonna
it's
get
already
Chicago's gonna go bankrupt because if they try to put all them people together, all they gotta do is get them a nice attorney and sue the city because y'all preach about social distancing all fucking day. And they fucking driving around in fucking paddy wagons and shit. Y'all gonna put all them people up in them fucking paddy wagons and then
what? Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And then I don't like to throw a lot of theories out there, but you know, I have my own assumptions about the whole COVID thing and hospitals saying, hey, let's relate this to COVID. You're gonna get a lot of people complaining, oh well, I caught COVID because you put me in a paddy wagon next to six motherfuckers. So, yeah, like you say, they go, you know, they'll fuck around through the city. And then what?
Then the city's going to go bankrupt and Chicago not going to exist.
Somebody
else
going to
come take this motherfucker over.
I don't know. Because Chicago's a huge moneymaker like New York and shit to generate into the federal bank pretty much. So I don't know if they would allow that to happen. But I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't see a solution. I don't see us coming out of not wearing masks anymore. That shit is fucking horrible, and it's driving me really the fucking thing, especially since I have asthma. That is now the norm now. The reality of life is, fuck, when I leave this house, I got to wear a mask. I have to quote unquote be socially distance myself from the next person when I go out into places. Then the norm is, oh, now I have to watch myself in the neighborhood that I never really had to watch myself because people are shooting and looting and rioting and shit.
Now, downtown, I've been downtown for 6 years. Our downtown always been rough. It just hasn't been publicized by the media, but downtown always been rough.
But over by close to the Magnificent Mile on Chicago, yes. There's always shit that doesn't happen down there, yes. For some parts, a little bit of robberies, yes. But shootings, though, no.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You don't really.
Yes. Yes. I know plenty of security guards. I used to work there. I used to work downtown at fucking at Merchandise Mart. And it's not only fucking black people that do that shit. White people got way more guns than us.
See, I ain't talking about black people. I'm not talking about black people. First of all,
yeah.
I'm excluding black people because we don't have the money to buy a goddamn thing. This shit was given to us by the government. Crack, cocaine, drugs, weed, guns. That shit ain't. Come on now. Black people really went to go buy that? No, we didn't have money for that shit. So when that shit came about in the 80s, when that whole crack epidemic came, we really, you know, a bunch of niggas go band together and buy some coke that we had no idea what it was? Nah. That shit was given to us, planted here, for us to fight over it and turn us against one another because we, at one point, was so unified, it was scary. But we just can't wake up enough to do that now, to just unify and scare these motherfuckers. But the only time that...
Because we don't have no leadership.
Like,
it's no leadership. We don't...
They took them,
like,
they took
they
them all
They used to
away.
Have big homies. Yeah.
Right. Now, they took them all away, which is fine. Okay. You know, for whatever crimes they committed or whatever the fuck the case is going on, you took them away. Cool. But why don't nobody else want to step up? You know?
Because they're scared.
But what is it that's scaring you that you don't want to step up? Is it death? Can't be. Because All they did was lock these motherfuckers up for illegal shit.
I think it's that having that power, you know? Like, a lot of people, they act like they want power and they want to be a leader and all that other shit. But in real life, when you become a leader, like, you gon' always have ops. Always. Regardless of what you're doing. When you speaking out, it's always gonna be somebody against you. It don't matter what you do or where you at. It's gonna always be somebody who don't agree with you. And nowadays, everybody wants to look like something. Everybody wanna look like everybody else.
Exactly. Nobody wants to branch out on their own and do their own. Now, I ain't going to say nobody, but when I say nobody, don't take it literally. But, like, nobody wants to
majority
do their own shit no more. Majority don't want to do their own thing. You know, they want to hold on. We have a caller, which I believe is Jeff. Yo, 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 what's up?
You talking to me?
Yeah, you. I'm talking to you.
Hey.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Not much. What you doing?
You really want to know? I'm rolling up. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but
you can say what you want to say. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the world right now.
Oh, after I just said that, oh, damn. Okay, well, so, oh, no, I'm Rena. But I found y'all on Facebook. It's you know, it's my name, Backris, Serena Chanel Backris. It's a nearest little neck on that. But, yeah, I
oh,
I
shit, what's up? I'm working.
What's going on? I'm mad because I was in the middle of something and I didn't get to catch the beginning. So I'm coming in and then my phone's tweaking, so it was going in and out, but I was catching bits and pieces of what y'all was talking about, but the phone was going in and out. So y'all was talking about the looting. I know I went from the looting. Then y'all was talking about, I don't know what the caller was talking about before. Y'all started talking about. Boy, I just lost my train of thought. See, this is what happened when
we be talking about a lot of shit. We were just talking about the looting,
so,
and then pretty much there's
I ain't been on social media like that in the last, you know, few days, or, you know, just as much, or I really say like the last like week or so, and I ain't been watching the news like that, so I ain't even know what had went down. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, man, I haven't been shopping in a couple of weeks. I'm like, let me go today. Tried to go, everything shut down. And I'm like, dig, I did see something on one of the little lives on Facebook this morning about downtown. But I ain't know, like, it was going down, like, before. And my son, the one, told me, like, yeah, man, you missed everything. Like, he said it was worse than George Floyd. Situation. I don't know. Like, what's going on?
Nah,
because I missed it.
Nah.
It's not.
It wasn't like the first one.
Yeah.
No,
it wasn't. Okay. I can say that definitely, like, as far as how they did the city, it can't be worse because the police was ready, like out, like all, like the malls, the stores. Everything was just cut. Like, the police was out there. They had they buried. Like, you couldn't even get into them. Some stuff, they just closed early. I'm like, heck. Like, all downtown was blocked. I didn't even try to go downtown because they thought we
were
blocked out early. But
they shut a lot of suburbs down, too. I had a friend that just went to go. She literally went in and walked in. She went to get her nails done. 5 minutes later, the police came in, kicked everybody out, and shut it down. They was like, hey, ain't no loot going on here. Get the fuck out.
Right.
I just think it's fucking stupid. It makes no sense. I just feel like it's a bunch of broke ass people who want to go do it.
I feel like they're just taking the opportunity.
Pretty much.
Just taking the opportunity.
The finesse of the 10K, 20K, the fucking unemployment, and everything else, free money came into play, stimulus check. People touched 30, 40, 50 fucking thousand already. And the year ain't even done that.
Uh-huh.
But people just,
uh-huh.
You know. And then the looting and rioting the first time and selling it for these ridiculous ass prices to, like, you know, I feel like people touch money, but They're greedy. Like, what the fuck do you need more of this shit for?
It's
like,
crazy
you can steal it.
So many people, yeah.
But you can't do nothing with it. For like, okay, you steal a fucking iPhone, right? That motherfucker still got to be activated versus other things for it to fucking work. So you stealing it, and what are you gonna do with it?
Right, but it is weird. I be wondering, how do people steal and sell iPhones? Because I thought, don't they got like a, I know they got the GPS in there, but can't they activate it from like the headquarters or some shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand how people
can
even sell. That's weird.
The
as
them people that stole from Apple, the Apple store that's on Clyburn,
yeah,
they had like forensics out there. So they took fingerprints,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, they weren't playing with the
but
Apple.
But the sad thing is, like we said, Mango, like they got fingerprints. They're gonna catch them, but it ain't gonna stick. Ain't nothing gonna happen to them. So
you know my thing is, there's so many videos. Them people was going to some of them stores because I was out there, not going in the stores. I happened to be riding back, trying to go to one of the stores, I wasn't on social media that time either, so I didn't even know about what had happened with George Floyd until that day. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell I just missed? Like, what is your, I can't be out here like no old lady not knowing what's going on now. But it was crazy, I was out there, and I was recording it because I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, I couldn't even get through. I'm like, well, maybe I'll go to this store here, you know, around the city. You can go to all type of different, you know, little, you know, strip malls around the city. So I'm like, well, I'll go over here. I'm not knowing, like, okay, Dad, y'all really got this planned out. Like, I was on, that was probably like day two or three or something. I'm not knowing that they've been playing this. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I saw everything. Like, I was recorded. I'm like, okay, it's time to go. Like, this is crazy. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, Indian, especially with the money, too, I just feel like a lot of people, now, there were some people that got it, and they, you know, legitimately, you know, have a business or whatever, but it was so many people who got it and didn't deserve it. But then you got the people out here that do deserve it and didn't get it. Me. Mama, like, I'm just like, hold on. Like, what, you know? You know, I'm salty. You know what I'm saying? I'm salty. Like, you know, but it's cool because I feel like, you know, whatever. Everything happened for a reason. So, but then, you know, with the whole Loon thing, I just feel like they took that opportunity. Like, a lot of people who did that, they wasn't mad about George Floyd. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really about him when they did that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they just took that opportunity. Like, you know what? Boom. Like, you know, it was people out there that really was mad, but the people that was going up in there doing all that weren't really on no mad stuff. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no purpose because, you know, but I don't know. You know, I feel the anger for the people who really was mad. Like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely feel the anger, but, you know, that kind of hurt the city because then, just a prime example, right now, stuff is closed. I'm trying to go. I've been trying to get something for my baby for a few hours now, but everything is closed. I can't go to Walgreens. I can't go nowhere. And I'm telling my dad, like, man, where can I go? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got him watching my kids, so I'm trying to go in stores, and I can't even, because, you know, my baby's not going to wear the mask. They take it off. But I'm like, well, where can I even go? And it's crazy. Like, I'm like, what about, you know, people who need medicine, stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? People don't think about that type of stuff. You know, that's the whole pharmacy shut down, you know, and it's like it's old people that need medicine on a daily or like at a certain time, and they can't go for days now. Like, what they gonna do? You got to think about but what if it's your grandma though? Now, you'd be worried about it when it's your grandma. You don't think about nobody else. People, you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. People got to think about other shit than just themselves. That's crazy, but like I was telling you on the post, though, you know, again, I don't know really why they doing it, but one idea, like I was telling you before, I think it's because they can't relate. They, like, people don't have sympathy, not really sympathy, but they don't value what they can't relate to. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how people have these, so that's what I think that we should work on. Is, you know, focusing on the kids. And I know there's so many different programs and organizations out here, but that's something we should work on too, is like focusing on what do the kids actually like to do instead of trying to force this sport on them or force this subject on them. You know, like, what do you like to do? You know what? Okay, let's take that. Oh, okay, you like to build stuff. Okay, boom. Let me show you all the different ways you can make money off that. So let's build on that skill. You know, we're going to teach you other stuff, too, just so you're well-rounded, but we're going to really focus on what you like to do so you can see, okay, dang, I can actually do what I like to do, make money off of it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we should do. And then eventually we'll have a lot more, you know, young black entrepreneurs out here, I feel like. And then when they have their own business and they have something to really focus on that they can be proud of, they ain't going to be too much worried about going, doing all that over there, because they're going to be like, man, I'm making bread right here. I'm making money. And it'll be, like, more legit than just, you know, them out on the streets running from the police. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's
Fact.
Just an idea. Mm-hmm.
Fact. But that goes along with that leadership.
Yep.
That goes along with people being bold enough to step up and be a leader. It's not too many people that's that bold. And the people who are that bold, like, they legit got people coming at them at every angle trying to discourage them.
Mm-hmm. All right. That let me know that's almost like a message from me, like, shorty, like, so what are you doing? You got this idea, so what you gonna do? You know, I'm like, okay, okay, baby, I need to go ahead and put some work in, like... I think I don't know. I think that might be what needs to happen, because I'm like, man, I don't know. Chicago, I don't want to be that person that up and leave Chicago, because it's like, oh, you don't want to raise your kids here. I want to make it better, but
you can't.
I mean, no.
You can't, though. That's the thing. It's hard to. What are we raising them to? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck are we raising them to? Ain't shit to raise them to.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't. Us growing up, we could go outside and play tag and be gone from sunup to sundown, be cool. Most players can't do that now. They got to worry about when the next shoot's going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sad reality of living
expressway. I ain't never used to remember hearing that when we was younger, like shooting expressway shootings and shoot
exactly.
Like that. Like, that was weird. I ain't never. And you remember maybe like a year or two ago, it was like, you was constantly hearing it, like every week or two. You like, hold on, who out here doing this? Like, I don't know. It's crazy out here, but I don't know. Hopefully, you know, it get better, but I ain't gonna risk my damn life for it. So I got kids, so yeah, this we're gonna have to. I do wanna try though, you know, so if I can find it in me to try to, you know what I'm saying, put something together and just do something. I feel like at least I tried, and, you know, I don't know, one man can't move no mountain, but, you know, when they got the city behind them, you never know, you know, so you never know. We can start a movement, so.
You never know.
We'll see, but, yeah, so thank y'all for having me. I'm going to keep listening in. See, I just finished my blunt, so I'm going to flame up. I don't want to start choking on air, so, you know.
It's all good. I appreciate you calling.
I'm glad this only my second time listening, but I told you after that first time, I just heard y'all, what was that, Thursday? I'm like, that was my first time listening. I'm like, okay, yes, y'all had me dabbing in the car. I'm like, I knew them people was next to me was looking like, what? She, who, ain't nobody in the car with her. Who is she talking to? I'm in that car going crazy, but yes, y'all keep it up, though.
So Mondays is the podcast. Mondays is me and Mango. We talk about so much different shit, and it's always raw. We give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just how we feel like it. Tuesdays for artists. We got an artist coming on the show tomorrow. It's me, my other co-host, B-Trey. Thursdays, like you called in last week, is poetry. And Friday is Freestyle Friday for artists. Shit, I have an artist Friday, and I forgot who the fuck it is. Damn. I got... Shit, I gotta look that up. But appreciate it. I will hit you up after the show. But yeah, I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, so it's Monday, by the way, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Yes, ma'am. Mondays from 9 to 10:30 or 9 to 11. Tuesdays, 10 to 11. Thursdays, 9 to 10:30. Fridays, 10 to 11.
I want
to throw out there, y'all, that she fine as hell. I just want to throw it out there, y'all. Just real quick, just want to throw it out there.
Oh, you funny. Thank you. Yeah,
Miss Mango. Damn, I had a question. I just let it go. Oh my God, I had a question. I know you had the answer. Fuck, I had it. Damn, what was it? I forgot. Fuck. I had a question for you, Mango, and I forgot it. Damn. Yeah. Whatever. But anyway, for those who's listening, next time, I need to do this more often while I'm live. I need to give y'all the number to call in at any moment that you feel like it. But for all those listening, the number is 516-666-9826. You can call in any time that you want to chop it up with us, with me and Mango on Mondays. And that's the same number for any show, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So anytime you want to call in, go ahead. You know, you can also listen to the show that way. That's the number. And again, we got an artist tomorrow, Chief the Artist. Friday we have an artist. I can't remember her name, but to me it's going to be interesting because she's a female and she's white. So I definitely wanted to, you know, bring her on the show because there's not a lot of, hell, I don't even think there's any white female rappers out here. But so what happened was Genesis threw her my way. So I'm like, hey, you got some tracks. I'll listen to them, you know, and then we'll get you on the show. She didn't have any music. So I'm like, all right, well, shit, freestyle for me. She's like, right now? Yeah, without any hesitation. She sent me a free, oh, my God. It was raw. It was fucking raw. And I'm like, damn, yep, you're definitely on the show. Like, I don't even need a track from you. I just need you to come on, you chop it up with us, and you kick some freestyles. Because, like, without hesitation, she did it. She sounded good. She might be mixed with black because I can hear it in the voice. But nonetheless, I'm just more interested in how she is heavily invested in hip-hop and how is, you know, hip-hop, rap, whatever fuck music affects everybody in their own way. So I definitely want to hear, especially when it's somebody from a different race, how it plays into their life. Because, it ain't too many white people out here like, hey, you know, I'm a freestyle. But Mango, you got anything for the rest of the night? No? I think she might have some technical difficulties. I don't know. So what I'm going to do, y'all, I'm going to end the show, but I'm going to end it playing some music. Again, chop it up with us Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays with me, Radio Rail, your boy B-Trey, your girl Mango, and Genesis, and sometimes Jess comes on the show whenever she feels like it. I appreciate any everybody who's been listening. Again, shout out to Marianne and Joe James, who listens faithfully. Shout out to you, Melissa, because I know you listening. Shout out to all the artists who've been fucking with us over the years. I appreciate it. Without further ado, I always end my show. Wash your fucking hands. Be courteous. Be kind. Fucking stay aware. Fucking, yeah, all that good shit. I'm going to play, probably play two tracks on the way out of this motherfucker. So the first one is 10% by SS Sheem. Again, you can find him on Apple Music. And this last track I'm going to play will be from Veronica Stems. You can also find her on Apple Music. Her name of her song is In the Mood. So I appreciate, love each and every one of y'all. Have a good and blessed night. And stay tomorrow, 10 to 11, with me and B-Trey and our artist, Chief the Artist. Good night, y'all.
Me, girl, I wanna love you closely. I don't want nobody on you. If the body ain't me, the body ain't me. What's happening?
You got all your friends talking shit, but they was trying to fuck. All seven of them bitches mad cause they was out of luck. Loyalty is everything, and baby, we don't got no trust. I was thinking wedding ring, you was thinking Bentley Chuck. If I knew your intentions, we wouldn't have been intention. We would've just fucking called it a night that we wouldn't mention. Got your parents thinking I'm a dog. When you the one that do me dirty, don't answer my calls. When it came to you, I dropped everything. It hurts, but I'm moving on to some better things. Find a real one who's gonna give me great sex, give me great neck. A girl who bought a dollar and she thinking straight checks. I'm over here with a fun net, fuck all these hoes, I done that. I'm done that shit, I don't want that shit. But it's fuck you, bitch, why I trust you, bitch. You gon' bleed so hard, cause I'ma cut you, bitch, yeah. All the shit I do for you, I ain't never mention it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. All the shit I do for you, I ain't never mention it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. You think I need you, girl, and I want you to see. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. And you think it's fuck, but girl, you know it come from me. And yeah, we made it far, but this ain't where I wanna be. Yeah. I know this shit gon' hurt me, but I gotta let you go. If I see you with somebody, I might lose it, but I know that you not 100, yeah. I just don't want it, one in a million. You just the dumbest, you gon' miss me, alright. I beat the pussy so right, and girl, just give it some time. You gon' be crying at night, and don't be calling my phone, cause I be pressing decline, and don't you come to my home. You know you can't stay at night. Hope that you miss me, you know when I'm gone. You could've been with me, you could've been on. You the reason I'm drinking and writing these songs. You breaking your own heart, you know that you're wrong. All the shit I do for you, I ain't never mentioned it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. All the shit I do for you, I ain't never mentioned it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. You think I need you, girl, and I want you to see. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. And you think it's fuck, but girl, you know it come from me. And yeah, we made it far, but this ain't where I wanna be. Yeah.
I'm in the mood.